come from Matthew chapter 2, verse 13 to 15. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said, "take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up and took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt, my son." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Clive. Loving Father, may the words I use be your words. And give thanks, Lord, for this message. As it says on the screen, trusting in God's guidance. Have you had an experience like Joseph? It might not have been as epic as Joseph's. It may not have been in the form of a dream. It could have been a thought or something a friend had said to you in a quiet moment. Our Lord chooses different ways to communicate with us. In our passage from Matthew, God chose to show Joseph what he needed to do to protect his family. The command was urgent and came right after the wise men had departed. The choice of Egypt may appear strange, but there was good reason. Is that better? The choice of Egypt may appear strange, but there was good reason why it was a good choice as a place for a refuge. There was a well-established Jewish community in Egypt, so it was not strange for the Holy Spirit to guide Joseph to take his family there. And Joseph acted quickly when he received God's message. He gathered his family and departed. I am sure you can imagine how difficult this journey must have been for them both. It must have been a very difficult time for them both. Mary, a new mother, with a very young child to care for, and Joseph, the concerned for his family's welfare. An angel commanded Joseph to take his family from Bethlehem and flee to Egypt, because Herod would soon try to kill Jesus. Joseph obeys and they stay there until Herod dies. Matthew highlights this action, fulfills a prophecy from Hosea, "Out of Egypt I call my son." And there's no apparent parable account of this event in the Gospels other than Matthew. After the Magi had gone, God sent an angel to the Lord to appear to Joseph in a dream. And the angel Lord commanded Joseph to get up, to wake, and to take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt. Right then, the angel of the Lord gave Joseph an explanation why he needs to take immediately and flee action to flee Bethlehem. Joseph was going to search for the child to destroy him, verse 13. Joseph was told not only to leave the surrounding area of Judea, but go all the way to Egypt, far from Herod's jurisdiction. This would have been a substantial journey in the era where walking and leading donkeys and animals was a primary motive of transportation. It was likely it took a month or more to make the journey. He did not wait. He did not even wait until the morning light. He started the journey immediately. It seems God was provided the funding for their long journey through the gifts of the Magi. And immediately after the Magi had gone, Joseph departed for Egypt the same night. We are not told Mary's reaction to being woken up in the middle of the night with an explanation. With the explanation, we are going to Egypt because I've had a dream. We need to leave right now. But we know Mary left with Joseph right away. And Joseph kept his family safe in Egypt until after Herod's death. Matthew informs the audience that the Holy Family's temporary residence was in fulfillment from Hosea 11, verse 1. When the angel was of youth, I loved him, and out of Egypt I call my son. How long Mary and the Lord appeared again in a dream and told them it was safe to return. Matthew makes it clear that even as Israel, but there is one person where we can place our total trust in, and he will not lead us astray. Amen. You are there to guide us for this church and for this community. May you fill us for we go and forever we meet. In your loving name, amen. Our final song is Let All the World in Every. Tempt us not too high, is our too low. His praise is made by God and King. Children as well. We share the grace together. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all, and evermore. Amen.